Blog Talk Radio.
This should be played at high volume.
Turn it up, Ian.
Here we go. Good looking out, Chuck. With a gang remix right here.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Yeah. The L.A. Las Vegas connection.
If it show me four, I want to have yo.
This is the remix.
I was like, nah, bitch.
Actually,
I'm not fucking with you like that.
It's the winner.
You want me to win, yo? And I was like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the type of shit I be. I be like, no.
You thought you'd be with it? I be with it.
With it, Jay.
Let's go.
Lyrical manslaughter, harder than concrete. I rip your acapella, destroy you on any beat. Now we can do it for the masses. I'll meet up in the streets, but I'm a verbal assassin and smashing this dub I beat. With a passion for mashing, I'm asking who won what. It's tragic, but I'm blasting on maggots and think that's tough. I'm chemically combustible, biologically hazardous. I'm lyrically untouchable, you verbally cancerous. As a consequence, the can is spit through your canopy casually. They hating and debating, I'm infiltrating the fact. Fresh with it, had to be dissecting your section. No question, I'm reppin' with a weapon of lethal injection. Infectious, the freshest, the bestest, a lesson. The man in the mirror, consider this your death wish. I just wanted you to know how I felt. It's hood bound, next round I'm coming for the belt.
Territory sold, hit up, struck up, big and bold. Some sell, they sold, some hustle, legal to illegal. I can't afford a Benz, I'm swinging. A 84 Regal, 24 inch, 3 rails, sits high like a fucking stallion. Ruger loaded with towel, yeah, to smoke all around. Yeah, I like my bitches gutter, not ghetto and ratchet. Riding Mac is a habit, 337 split like a dragon. Took me for my niggas, suffer from that hood passion. My niggas in them sales, my niggas in them streets. My niggas in these streets, trying to make these ends meet. Treat a robbery to a fleece, white sheets in disbelief. Sleeping with the fish, she's all getting scratched with the fleas. Little mama a tease, trying to get her out them jeans. A dose of ride a therapy, she wanna marry me. Bling for my earrings, chain to my wrist. Chevy and Pa sitting on black and chrome twisters, like take a picture, Trey.
I wanna mic and get off lots of jam, plus TAC, no oxygen. We play to win, but we live to sin. Wanna get to the end, but we can't again. Let me take the first step, Westside rep. Take it all bets, cash no check. We again, LA, Westside Riders, Chucky. Jason, Freddy, Myers, killing all busters, eliminate snitches. Plus, don't forget that we all fat bitches. Toss them in the ditches, niggas so evil, then we play dead. Get him in the sequel, thought it was over? I ain't even started. I beat a nigga dumb, if you dumb retarded. Too cold-hearted, like Sub-Zero. Captain, save him, not that hero. Chuck 2, remix, one and only. Went to the block and I got the homies. Pass the beat like a blunt. Hit that, pass it like a bitch that's flipping. Hit that, sit back, trust me, funny, we got it. Mind all money, the bitch out pocket. Smack, smack, stop it. Got nothing for ya, bitch ain't winning, you know, came over.
My niggas be out here bullshitting, I'm busting shots, 20 grand up in the world, chasing this paper. Trippin' I deal with at all times, I'm on. Possible to be poppin', push a button like panties droppin'. You hatin' niggas can't stop it. Drawin' attention like flame red, standin' out, flame is on. Spaghetti fire with a standing clip, smoke fire as we get a game zone. Flame is on, can't fit, 24 times to begin to spit. Shit be sick, I need these drugs, day after day I'm going up. A nigga stay fit, so she's choosin' up. Choosin' up, still gon' hate the day, and I spit it 4 times, never miss a K. Every stick, demagogue, I keep 16 shots and never be alone. Hatin' on us, waiting on us, on the block strapped up, catch a cape. From us, with the boys, bitch, stop hating on us.
With the boys, bitch. Like, cut it. Like, you tune in, they stop hating on us.
I'm gonna get a chain. Oh, of course. Now I get it. You and you not a real nigga like me, see? You don't understand how bad a nigga need a chain. If I had a chain, everything in my life would be perfect.
But what happened to the chain that I'm cooking for you?
Nigga, you know that wasn't no chain. That was a necklace. This'll be a real chain. Oh, man. I can't wait for niggas to start hating. I can't wait.
So you judge your success by the amount of ill will you generate from those around you.
Hey, if niggas ain't mad at you, then you doing something wrong.
By that definition, then, you have a very bright future.
Thanks, man.
This one nigga came through here with his bitch. Left with a case of hate poison, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's go. Tell about that nigga that got his fence crushed by the rubies and diamonds and shit.
He killed himself, man. Took his own life and shit, you know what I mean? Suicide over some shit about his ex-girlfriend and all of that. We all knew that this shit was about the diamonds and the rubies and the jacuzzi.
Now, this is quite a convincing park. It's especially for y'all niggas out there with your little in-ground pools, diving boards, or whatever. Step the pool game up, nigga. We slide down with ours. You know what I'm saying?
Your bitch does.
What's cracking, y'all? If you tune in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to Turnt Up Tuesdays. I am DJ Biatch, and I present to you the Hood Geeks.
Hood Down! What it is, man? You can hear me?
Fresh with it. Yeah. I'll be with it in the building. West with it, checking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man.
Later,
the fuck is up?
Why? Wow. What's happening?
What that shit yeah. doing, man? This is Turnt Up motherfucking Tuesdays. I am that motherfucker Fresh, the motherfucking best with it. You know what I'm saying? DJ, bitch, I'll be with it. That's my nigga, he be with it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck bitches, man. Bitches is burnt out. Fuck bitches, man.
Man, that's always.
You know what I'm saying? Man, what the fuck is going on, man?
Oh, man, another day in the office. Feeling like a high commodity lady, man. Like, damn, like, big of like. These bitches, like you said, bitches is whatever, but they just pop it out the woodwork, though. Like, man, where the fuck do bitches keep coming from nowadays, man? I'm like, shit.
I mean, well, damn. I mean, if it's like that.
Oh, no. I got something for you, man. You just got to wait till Thursday. I got something coming for you. You just going to let it. You just got it's on delivery. It's on delivery. I got something for you specifically. You've been requested, so I got you. Go check.
Oh,
okay. Brand new.
Sounds good.
So, all right. Just remember when I be like, IB, that's the one. I'm going to point her out. You just got to – basically, it's one of the situations where it's like, it's nothing that's ever going to be anything, any type of serious. But if you want to take it down, because it's like this, right? Because, look, let me tell you that little inside game. Because niggas always ask me where the bitch is at. Like, see, and it's always – I'm trying to explain how this shit goes down sometimes. Now, I got to deal with these bitches. Bitches is crazy. I already don't like bitches, period. But I be having to deal with them. The main reason I deal with them is because of the homies. I get what I get in every other or whatever. But y'all got to realize these bitches is psycho and their friends is just as psycho and as dumb as shit. So, you know, y'all got to realize that. As much as I got to go through with dealing with the one that I may be dealing with, y'all know how bitches, you know, bitches is already dumb, but bitches' friends can be just as dumb or if not dumber. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying with that? Like, so it's like... And then I know my niggas ain't standing for that shit, you know. So I'm not even gonna waste on time on a lot of shit. But this one, hold on. I guess Fresh will be back in. See, I'm talking to you, IB anyway, so it's cool. But this one though, like, because I was dealing with the one, and she's like, "Where your friends at? This, that, whatever, right?" So you know, anytime anybody asks me about the homies, I just pull out like the lobby photo or something like that. Like, bam, there they go, right there. You know what I mean? That's just what I, you know what I mean? Or one of the ones where we just out there, like, you know, where we all posing together or something like that. I'd be like, there go the homies right there. Which one you want? That's what I do. I'm telling y'all I can back exactly right now. This is what I do. Whenever bitches ask me where my friends is, I pull up the group photo and be like, that's them right there. That's the only choices. Like, which one you want?
Yo.
I'll pick one out. Yo, you good?
All right.
Yeah, you back in. But, and then she was like, oh. But then that's when she was like, oh, who's that? Like, in front of that chair. Like,
yeah, be like that.
Sometimes.
She was trying to have me hijack you, man, or whatever. But, you know, you got other things going on or whatever. You're not as accessible to just be like, hey, let's roll, you know. So, but they're coming to the show. So, it's good. You just got to decide if you want to, you know, that's on you. I just make the introduction. As far as I go.
For sure.
Oh, man.
Hey, Fresh.
Yo.
My bad on that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, fuck you, you fucker.
I thought about it afterwards. At least I...
Y'all niggas
always
got some kind of beef going down at work or some shit or whatever.
Man. I mean, that's
like,
just, you know what I'm saying, because that's my nigga and shit, and you know, that's just how we communicate.
You gotta have that motherfucker. It gotta be something cracking, cause it's like, I don't wanna, you know. Man, where this nigga West at?
That nigga is in the house. I'm returning this nigga house. I just hit him.
Oh, he in the coma again?
I don't know.
He hit that one time. He was right there. That nigga was
on this nigga day, like, hey, what the fuck? This nigga. Yeah, man, so why, you know what I'm saying, I get off work, you know what I'm saying, I get off and shit, right?
Right.
Boom, I get a text, like, you know what I'm saying, I get a call first, like 7:30. I missed the call, though. Boom, I call back, like, what's up? They like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, what? I got to do that off. She like, they like, yeah, right, nigga, I just came from up there, nigga, you wasn't up there. I'm like, man, you a liar. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, boom. She like, whatever, bye, hang up on me, right? I get a text like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you no more. I'm like, ah. Like, what? I'm like, ah. So I don't even know what happened, but that was the last sex I got and shit.
You wasn't at work?
Well, hell yeah, I was at work.
There's some fuckery going on.
Huh?
I said there's some fuckery going on there.
Got to be. I don't know.
They act like y'all niggas don't talk to each other.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy.
Oh, man. What?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't even know what to think about the situation. Like, I want to be mad, or do I want to, like, call it bang on her, or I'm like, I don't know. Whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the one, though, right?
Yeah, nigga, the one. You know, right there. I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, nah. I don't know.
Man, I don't know.
Hey, man, we was just right there.
Nigga, just right there. I'm like, I don't know. This shit is crazy.
Hey, y'all know I discovered how to, like, call out on the show. So, like, if I ever do just want to dial somebody on some other shit, I don't know what number pops up on the other side, but I have discovered how to dial out. We can dial out. Just so we're aware here, if y'all want to take shit to another level on some shit or whatever at any point in time, just clear. We can make outgoing calls, like.
Yeah, I don't know what this nigga got going. He nigga like come back and shit. All right, for sure. This nigga West. I don't know what the fuck he got going.
What, you still trying? You still out over by West House?
I'm in front of West House, but I don't know.
I made
fucking tuna and fucking what's the shit called? Macaroni salad, nigga. Motherfucking
toothpaste
shit, nigga. They with no grilled cheeses ordered, nigga. They was on. They're like, let me get some more. You know what I'm saying? Boom.
Hey, man. Hey, you got some weed? I need some weed.
Do I got some weed? Nope.
Hey, did you do the... Hey, man, you didn't even do the food thing, huh?
I didn't.
You just left that shit right there?
What?
Yeah, you did.
I mean, what?
You left the bucket right there.
What bucket? I was looking for... No, I didn't. I didn't do this shit, and I didn't see a bucket.
Nigga, the bucket was right by the trash can, nigga.
Nigga, there wasn't no shit to take. Like, everything that was right there, she wrapped that shit up. Like, it wasn't nothing to, like, you want some of this? Or, like, nigga, everything that was left over, nigga, she put that shit in the refrigerator. Tell you, it was tuna sandwiches, nigga.
Oh, alright.
Nigga, it's tuna, nigga. That's...
It's just going to be food from the morning and shit in there in the morning. I go to work.
Yep.
Shit. Man, I'm trying to be right when it comes to bitches, too. Why the bitch? This bitch got married. It was like, that shit ain't going to work out. Why she in there? Why married bitches hitting me up? I don't be trying to do this, man. I don't be wanting to.
Shit, I would. Fuck it.
No, this shit is wrong, man. I'm trying to be part of the cycle. Because it's one of those situations where, like, I told you, and then I want to be the asshole, like, haha, I told you, but then I think that's, like, digging the knife in a little bit deeper, but I'm the fucking dagger, so it's like, what the fuck, right?
Like, you don't need to say that. Say those actual words. You can just be real arrogant and shit. Like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to actually say, I told you so. You just got to act like I told you so.
Yeah, I'll say, just hit it with the...
You gotta let it ride a little bit. You know what I'm saying? kinda long and shit on the bitch, like
this shit is crazy, man. Shit. Motherfuckers is dumb. Like you said,
So, you know what I'm saying? This turn up Tuesdays. I got a bottle of Ciroc in the backseat. I ain't got no weed. I need some weed and shit. Who got weed? You got weed, Dagger? Let me hit that shit.
Nah, I sure don't, nigga. I smoked my last blunt.
Yeah, I fucked around and thought I had enough, but I really didn't. I noticed, like, I'm getting ready for the show and shit. Like, damn, I ain't got no weed. But it ain't what I'm used to.
Nah, I had to smoke when I got off of work, man. It was a long day at work. And then I was on my way to get my my new witted fitted. So, you know, I had to smoke on the way to the mall and shit. So, I ain't got
I'm going in the fucking nigga 501's red chest and a white beater, nigga, and my hoodie. And my red witty hat. Let's go.
You want to talk?
Then I'm going to eat. This ain't bomb. I didn't dab.
What the hell? What do you think this girl is telling me? I warmed her bottle up. That was it. It feels good going in her tummy.
I start
I mean, I tried to pass you the blunt. You don't want to take it. I don't want to stand here.
No, wait a second. Get out.
He said, hold the blunt. Hey, don't blow that. Look, blow the smoke up. You need to blow the smoke up and blow it in my kid's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, come there, mom. Come here, mom.
You want to talk? You want to talk on the radio show?
Yeah,
say what's up to the homies. Say what's up to the homies.
What's up, little baby?
What's up, mama?
What's up, little baby? You know what I'm saying? That's a YG baby right there, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Not trying to eat, daddy.
I'm trying to eat and shit right now. Hey, you know what? Some shit just disturbed me. I'm glad I just looked at my computer device. Hey, I need somebody to take their mobile device out if they got their computer in front of them or any type of internet access. Take it out real quick.
Let's do this. Hold on. Let me load up a fresh screen. So it's like, okay, let's go.
Okay, so I just need somebody just to go to YouTube, and then I just want you to type in Hoodbound. Just type in Hoodbound, and then I want you to tell me what comes up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, come on. Don't tell me something that's, shit. Am I going to be mad?
I mean, I'm disturbed. I don't know.
If I be disturbed, it's a problem.
It's got to be a problem.
If I be disturbed.
I just need to know that I'm, like, my computer not just playing tricks on me or, you know what I'm saying, some bullshit. Something, because, you know, I typed in Hoodbound. All right,
now I got a couple of things going. I got this one Hoodbound thing up here. I got Gangsta Wish Hoodbound, which is some fat, it looks like some Mexicans with a lowrider. I got a Teen Night at Hoodbound Studio. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Right. They Hoodbound Records. That's what that is.
Oh, is that what this? Is that what I'm supposed to be to start? Oh, Hoodbound Inc. presents Gouda Grime Beast. Is shit. This is what we're talking about here. These niggas.
Right. Do you see the dude that kind of looked like Foe from afar in the studio on the mic though?
Hold on, man. Let
I'm
me
just
see
saying, it's somewhere right there.
Hoodbound Inc. Freestyle Battle. Hoodbound Records. Little Hoodbound Queens. Hoodbound Massacre. Hoodbound TV freestyle battle. Oh,
somebody got a squabble.
And these niggas talking about the foe and all that. I tell you.
Oh wait, see, I ain't click no button. See, that's all I'm saying. I'm trying to see. I wish I knew specifically what you were looking at because I got a few things here, and I don't know which one to click on.
It just say Hoodbound Records. Hold on, I search Hoodbound.
Oh wait, hold on. Do I put in Hoodbound or should I put in Hoodbound Records? Because I just put in Hoodbound. Should I search Hoodbound Records and see what comes up under that?
No, I mean search Hoodbound Records. Hoodbound Records. Hoodbound Together and then Space Records.
All right, so the first one that pops up is some video. It's like a 7 minute and 21 second video. That's the first thing all that right. pops up on the top.
And the dude kind of look like foe a little bit if you just glance at it, right?
I mean, behind the gate, it's a white tee and shit. I mean.
No. It's a white tee. It should be a dude. 721, it's a fool in the studio with a black t-shirt on.
Maybe it's a different screenshot. Because the one I see here got some niggas standing behind some gate or some shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. It's just a different screenshot, like you said.
Oh, okay. All right, let me see. Click this shit. Damn, Paul, what the fuck you doing?
For me? I'm driving. What are you doing?
Okay, well, roll up your windows, nigga. That shit is loud. Unless you turn on the AC.
Hey, Fo, where are you on your way to?
Probably to the house, nigga.
That nigga Spy just didn't answer his car out there?
Yeah. He told me to come back, nigga. I just said that. He was like, come back. I'm like, what? So, I don't know. I'm like, all right, nigga, I'm out of here.
He said, come. Oh, he up in there with. Oh, all right.
I don't know.
That nigga, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He doing something, so, you know, whatever. I'm still tripping off the one shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a long haul. Let me see what we got here. Like, you think it's in front of some beverage discount store?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, they even yelling it too. Like, I feel, yeah. Right. Hold on. Are you hearing this? Hold on. We got to put this on speaker. You hearing this, Far?
No.
Hold on. Here we go.
Dude.
Nigga, these niggas are from Charlotte, though. Nigga, they got Charlotte police cars in their car. Nigga, where are these niggas in Charlotte? What the fuck?
Yeah, they not out here. I'm not saying they out here. South somewhere. I know that.
Okay, I don't feel that bad, nigga. Nigga,
hey.
Charlotte, nigga.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, I'm just saying, though, niggas is on some Hoodbound shit. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, niggas need to go on and get their shit, you know what I'm saying? So anybody else using it, so we could press.
Yeah.
That's real shit.
Yeah, we got a patent in this, yeah. These niggas.
They got to get put on or something. That's what I'm saying.
These niggas
ain't
doing nothing. All it is just a video of these niggas getting fucked with by the police and it just keeps saying Hoodbound in the background. These niggas ain't doing shit.
It's some other shit. I looked at like a video too. Niggas is rapping and all of that. They got bitches and all of that. I was reading the comments. The comments like, yeah, that Hoodbound shit. Active, keep it Hoodbound. Yada yada yada. That kind of shit.
Oh, I'm looking at the little video now. Hold on.
Fuck them.
I mean, we so harder than these niggas.
Yeah, you know, I already knew that. I was just saying, you know, we need to go and patent our shit up, man.
Yeah, I've been saying that, man. Nigga Spy said it was free. I got half. Nigga, running.
I'm just saying, everybody got a job, homie. It's $80 a piece. Nigga, I already did the math.
Nigga, just say
that.
Nigga, it's nothing. Like,
nigga, 160. Nigga, 160 plus 160 is 320, homie. We got that. Oh, they about to raid somebody's shit. I'm standing right here on this boring ass block. Nigga, I see one car going down the street like 10 cars thick.
Yeah. Hang on.
Damn, these niggas is crazy right here. He do look like you, but he's just saying that, folks, because he's fat. That's all. He's just a fat black
boy. The screenshot that I got, the nigga in the studio looked like you when you had your braids and shit and used to wear the wave cap, nigga, on everything.
Oh, yeah.
On the mic, though, in the studio. I'm like,
yep.
Hoodbound. I thought it was you at first on everything because it said Hoodbound, and I look like this nigga fuck out a video. I'm like, wait a minute. On everything. I thought it was you. And I started seeing all this other shit, nigga, Hoodbound records, this, and that.
Hoodbound is the gang, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a record label, this is a fucking way of life.
This nigga.
He was having technical issues, but basically what he was saying was, nigga, I'll kill you, nigga. This is the game. Nigga, this shit is real. You know what I'm saying? For those that are listening.
I'm still waiting on my tap, IV, man. We gotta make this. Like I said, you ain't give me a price yet. You ain't give me a time, a day. We gotta make sure I get that done. Then I gotta meet my other arm down, nigga, like, huh. So I can have an official as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get all my shit together right now. I gotta get all my materials and shit in line.
That's what I'm basically doing right now.
I put it in some words for you. You know what I'm saying? Right after you went out and shit, basically.
Yeah, it's a fucking way of life and shit, you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We just don't say this shit for our health and shit. Hood Bound, motherfucking gang. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, nigga. HBJZ, you fuckers. You know what I'm saying? Turned Up Tuesdays, it's just the Hood Geeks, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? 4DB, RB, you know what I'm saying? What West ain't in this motherfucker fresh. You know what I'm saying? We on this motherfucker. Turn Up Tuesday. I'm trying to get to my destination so I can crack this motherfucking bottle.
And I don't like taking Hoodbound.
Hoodbound. Yeah.
My daughter on the show tonight, niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Be like that. Tell you know what I'm saying? My daughter will tell you. I ask her, like, yo, what's our catchphrase, or, you know what I'm saying, what we say before the song. I just asked what we say before the song, and she going to say it exactly how we say it. Like, ooh, girl, she's going to say it like that. I know everything, but like in a little girl voice. You know what I'm saying? But she going to say it and say it and be like that.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got to call her.
We got to call her?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the number? What's the last 4 digits?
Nah, it's Queen. It looks like Queen, if I'm not mistaken.
It looks like who?
Queen. Queen V.
Oh, Queen V? Yeah. Look, Queen too. That's the home.
Yeah, let's see. Queen?
Hi, guys.
There she is.
What up, Queen?
What up?
Hi.
What's that shit do?
I'm good. How about you?
I missed you.
So, how you been?
I'm Strizzy, you know what I mean? We out here, you know what I'm saying, hoodbounding it, you know? You know what I'm saying? We're ganging it, you know what I mean? For those
that's
people
right.
who are unaware, you know what I'm saying, Queen ZZ is part of the motherfucking Bang Out Radio family, you know what I'm saying? What is it, West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights and shit?
That's
my
right.
My motherfucking homie and shit, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, Queen, you tell them if anybody got some shit to say, your homies is from Hoodbound, and we will whoop on them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because we be on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know I'm not fighting the nigga. I'm a suit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Queen DZ homies and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? We used to turn up with her homies and shit. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, y'all. I have definitely been drinking.
That's what's up.
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking.
Come on, in a second.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm trying to get to my destination so I can crack the bottle.
What
now,
bottle
man,
you got?
I got a big ass bottle of Ciroc right now. I'm finna crack
it. What's up? What flavor?
The regular.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
yeah,
you
I wanted the new one.
Hey man, don't you work tomorrow?
Yep. Not in the morning, though.
Hey man, I'm gonna need you to switch from me, right?
Yeah.
No, because I need to go to court, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to switch off days because I got a Saturday and Sunday off, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so when you want me to switch with you?
When do you work? When your Friday?
My Friday is tomorrow, nigga.
Oh, well, I can't switch with you, bitch ass nigga.
Lucky you.
Say what?
I can't switch with you, nigga. Today is Monday.
Okay. Well, yeah. Tomorrow my Friday, bro.
Yeah. Well, so what, nigga? Friday gonna be my Friday. I'm gonna be off Saturday and Sunday.
That's what's up. I did that last week. You know what I'm saying? I did that last week. I got Thursday and Friday this time, though.
Mm-mm.
You know? Turn that shit up, man. What the fuck is happening?
Man.
I
just stole my liquor. That's what's happening.
Oh, you just nigga?
Man.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no. Nigga, why?
Yo.
Nigga, why this motherfucker keep calling me, right? You know the ones around the corner, right? They keep calling me and shit. I'm like, nigga, I don't answer the phone and shit. So today I'm at work and shit. She hit me. And I'm like, she texts me. She's like, hi. I'm like, hi. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, nigga, you don't answer the phone when I call you or you don't answer texts. I'm like, nigga, because I'm fresh to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? She's like, whatever. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She like, call me. I'm stressed out. So I call the bitch, right? Boom, call her. She like, this bitch gets to crying, nigga, like, on everything, like, sobbing, like, I hate these people. I just got into it with this.
She got bitch. Wait. She got hit in the head with another iron or something or some shit or like what? Because you know they be throwing shit at each other over there, nigga. They be
battling. I heard about the iron situation. I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So she hot about it. She like, oh, you don't fuck with me no more. I'm like, man, like I be on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And she said some bullshit and she was just crying though, like really crying and shit. I'm like, I ain't never heard that. I've seen the bitch cry before, but I ain't, that bitch was, oh, her mama was in the background screaming and shit. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I'm going to call y'all back. I never call back.
Because it's one of those situations where it's like, when certain bitches go crazy, there's always that one person. Even with that bitch, she deals with so many different people. You're like that person that she hopes that she can call. Like, you the saver out of the situation. They got anybody she fucking with, whatever else she got going on, whoop, whatever. Like always, nigga, you the one that got the most going on out of anybody. So she thinks you going to save her. Nigga, like.
I ain't saving these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Fuck I look like. Bitches, it's crazy. She like, fuck, why you don't fuck with me no more? I'm like, because I got a new bitch, and I be fucking with my new bitch and shit. And she like, for real, you just go tell me you guys. I'm like, I'm supposed to keep it 100? Like, what you mean? Like, I be fucking with my new bitch and shit. Like, what you talking about? And she like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. She like, that's why you don't call me? I'm like, that's exactly why I don't call you.
My new bitch don't like that. My new bitch don't like that shit.
Yeah, she don't.
But then,
she
but
don't
then,
like it, no.
But then here's the call part, but then on them days, though, right, when you just want to be like, oh, there, I need some hair real quick, you just hit her up, and it's just instant, though, right? Like, it's just like, okay, I'll be right there.
Oh, man, I was, like three days ago, she was really on me, because, like 3 days ago, she hit me, and I'm like, what's up? And she like, what's up? She like, you going to come over? I'm like, hell yeah, for sure. I'm like, you going to suck it for me? She like, yeah, for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, whatever you want. I'm like, yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? But then the cold thing, like, I wasn't going to go there. I just was fucking with the bitch. She was like, you know what I'm saying? I told her, yeah, for sure. I never called the bitch back and shit, right? So the bitch hit me like 1,000 times on my phone, like, oh, what happened? We were just talking. You were just talking to me. Now you're not talking to me. What kind of shit is that? I'm like, man, like I told you, like I probably was with my bitch or something. You fucking with me, like. Really mad about the situation and shit. Like I'm not fucking with that bitch. It's always a situation. Like you know what I'm saying? I'm straight.
Nigga, but you not though. I've heard that before, nigga. You gonna go, like I said, you gonna hit that bitch up, nigga. You
nah,
gonna leave that alone.
That bitch.
Oh,
fuck
for real?
Bitch,
okay.
Fuck
all
right.
Y'all
that
ready?
We
all heard about you here on Turnt Up Tuesday. So we here on Turnt Up Tuesday. Yo.
Hey, I heard about you too, man.
You heard about me what?
<Uh-oh>.
Nigga.
I heard about you too. He said, they like, yeah, the dagger. I'm like, what? They like, yeah, the dagger. I'm like, nah. They like, yeah. I'm like, nah.
That's,
I like how niggas is crazy.
Yeah. They're crazy. You better keep their name out of their mouth. Shit. Like, fuck that. Ever since that weed wasn't on straight, nigga, when I back there in that room when I went back there, you're dead hard. You're not, never, nigga. You're like, nah, no, 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 no. But them bitches is funny, though. Bitches is funny. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's comical. It's always comical. I'll be rolling.
Yeah, nigga, but I don't know. Something's like, that's one of the motherfuckers, man, that's like, can you imagine the future? I mean, I feel like I can look into the future. I don't think a lot of people do this. When you're looking at somebody or you're dealing with somebody or whatever, you got to look into the future with that person. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm the only person that looks like, how would I look with this bitch 5 years from now or some shit like that? You know what I mean? People don't think like that. Is it everybody just really like right here, right now? Because, I mean, that's the type of shit motherfuckers don't think about. Like, Fo, like the one you talking about, right? Like,
right.
Could you imagine a future with her? Like, could you even
fathom
it?
Nah.
Like, exactly.
Hell nah.
Like,
you got me fucked up. Hell nah. Hell nah. I'm crazy.
Like the other one, man, like I said, you got 5, 6, 7 kids. You know what I mean? And all of my like,
you're putting extras on it, but yeah, for sure. I'm saying, see, you got to get a motherfucker's nose.
But it's like this, right? Here's what I always say, one thing about kids, right? This is why I can't say it like that. You got to look into the future. If your kid is already fucked up and badass, like really like disobedient, like really like on one type motherfucker at like 2, 3 years old, that's just motherfuckers just going to grow just to be a more disobedient. You know, motherfucker, it's just going to get worse. That shit don't get better if that motherfucker's already riding that. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers don't think like, so I don't want to even deal with all these 5, 6, 7, 8 motherfuckers when they get into 13, 14. Could you just imagine, like I said, could you imagine the kind of chaos that's going to be in that type of situation over there? Could you just,
I don't know about all of them. I don't know about all of them, but that little redhead motherfucker. Little redhead motherfucker gonna be a straight criminal. That nigga is crazy. That little nigga is crazy. Every time he see me, he be like, fuck you, fool. But the little nigga like 4, 3, and 4, and 5. Every time he see me, he be like, fuck you, fool.
No.
I'm like, nigga, shut up. I'll beat your ass. You know you can do shit, fool. I'm like, man. I'll beat your little ass, little kid. Little badass nigga. Little nigga straight back.
Somebody coughing up their whole lung. Like I heard it all the phone.
Hey, I thought you didn't have no weed. hey, man, I thought you didn't have no weed, man.
I don't got no weed. I got this little half a blunt, though, that was in my ashtray that I just lit.
Hey,
like, oh, yeah.
You lying to me. Fuck you up, man.
I was sitting in front of my house, and I just lit it. Knowing I should have went upstairs and funked it with my BM and shit, but fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, nigga.
Cause he gonna go and smell like weed, and she gonna be like, or some shit or whatever, or something. Like she gonna say something. She know you gonna say something.
She always say something. She be like, you high? I'm like, yup. She be like smoking. Like I don't know. Oh no. It'll be like that.
Fuck
it.
Shit, this is ridiculous.
What? What you say, Queen V?
Y'all ever been so drunk that y'all just roll off y'all beds and just do ignorant shit?
I've been so drunk at a party where I just sit the fuck down, like on the ground and shit.
Hey, fo.
Huh?
Fo. Hey, you smoked the whole blunt? Or are you gonna? Huh?
I rolled this blunt earlier, like on the way to
I'm
work.
I'm just saying, are you gonna go upstairs and smoke it with her, or are you just gonna smoke it right there?
I'm smoking it right here, right now. Look.
I'm smoking it right here, right now.
Right now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
But I would fold though. I mean, how you gonna like share a half a blunt? You know what I mean? It's already, I mean.
Hey, if you live with your, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me ask this.
You got to think about what if she did that to you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What they do,
hey,
man.
Wake up in the morning, nigga. I'll be asleep. Wake up in the morning, I'll feel the bitch. Like, yo, where your keys at? I'm like, what you doing? She like, I'm going to go to the store. All right, for sure. Go to the store. I get in the car, nigga. Swear to God, every morning my ashtray is raided. Every morning. Nigga, no roaches. If there's roaches in there, when I get out the car in the morning, at night, I better take them with me. Because if I don't, in the morning, the motherfuckers is gone.
But also like this, though, right? Because I've been in that situation when I did live with my girl and everything like that way back in the day. But they be weed in the house and shit. And if your girl is a smoker and you know you got weed in the house, but then you go do some shit or you go to work or whatever, you be expecting that weed there. When you come back, you know damn well that shit's gone, right? And then she look at you like, where's the rest of it? Where's some more at? I ain't a fool, man. Smoke that shit. Get high. Fuck it. I mean, what kind of weed?
I can't do it, folks. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't do this shit all the time. It was just right now, since I'm doing the show, I don't want to go in the house.
A half a blunt, and I know that we ain't got nothing else, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But is he going to do something, though? Is there a couple of his? Is it just the effort? Is it just the, you know what, I'm going to share my, is it that? Because you can't tell me you actually get high unless it's some super bomb, like I said, on off half a blunt.
I mean,
that ain't that.
All I smoke is super bomb, so. When y'all heard me coughing, when we started this conversation, that was me lighting the blunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I lit it, and I'm blowed just from that, like, because I almost coughed my lung up just now. So I'm pretty much high. I'm still in this motherfucker. I just put it out, though. It's like a fourth of a blunt now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she's going to get in the car, like, where is that? I'm like, it's in the ashtray.
Oh, that's sweet. So you going to save it for her so she can smoke?
She got to go to work. She hit it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, you know I mean? She's okay. You know, she's all right.
No way.
I don't really like her like that, but, you know, whatever. Mm-mm.
So.
Huh?
Do you know the boys at work call me booty behind my back? And I just found out about it today.
Well, why they call you that? I know why.
I didn't even give you a response. That's exactly why I didn't give you a response.
I know why. That's what they be calling you. They be like, they go booty right there. Like, that's what they be saying.
Yes. No, actually, yes. I was walking away today because I was smoking a cigarette outside, and one of the old guys was like, damn, that's something to look at. And then the other guy goes, yeah, we all call her booty. Because that's, she got a fat ass or something like that, he said, as I was walking away to my car. And I was like, are you serious? This is what we're doing right now? So for, I don't even know how long they've been doing it, but they've been calling me booty.
That's like a compliment, though. I usually take that
advice. Then some girl told me that I had the fattest ass at my workplace, and she was going to take a picture of it and put it on Instagram as I was walking away.
Yeah, she was flexing, you know, flex with your booty. That's crazy. Hey, you should feel like complimented though. Like that should be like. Yeah.
That's how I kind of took it. I was like, oh, you know, whatever, because all my friends call me Big Booty. Like all the homies call me Big Booty. Like if they answer the phone, it's like, hey, what's up, Big Booty? And I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's popping? Whatever. We was just
gotta accept it. You know, you gotta.
Yeah,
we was just at my little nephew's
birthday party. His football game. And they was telling me that I had to get my squats up so I could lift my booty up and get it right and get it tight and stuff. So so they all telling me this, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? So for me to find out today that for I don't know how long niggas been walking around work calling me booty, and then
I mean,
I've been
like,
keeping niggas
like
staring.
Since they first saw you. Because if I'm just saying, if we all work together and you was walking around and I would have told the homies, like, yeah, we'd have had a name for you. Like, oh, look, she got that. Like, oh, yeah. We wouldn't have said it to your face because we got names for lots of people that we don't call them to their face. But, you know, this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? You should turn around like how you should have turned around and smiled. Like, ha. You know what I'm saying? Like, ha.
I was just I heard it, but I was just so shocked. Like, I should have did the hammer.
Mm-hmm. And just both are like, bang, can't touch it.
I was so shocked, and then for the rest of the day, I was paranoid. And then, like, every so often, it'd be a dude that walked by and, like, you know, wait for me to turn around and give the little glance. Like, he was just there.
You know what I'm saying? What's that way? Shit, like, they looking for something and just stop and wait for you to walk and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me get in their peripheral, make sure you're not looking and shit, then they look.
Yeah, and then, like, they'll stand on the same aisle as me and wait for me to, like, turn around or, like, bend over because all the aisles and stuff are either above my head or, like, to my ankles. So, like, I got to bend over or I got to stretch up high to get up to stuff. So, like, they'll wait and, like, stand on the same aisle as me and then look as I'm, like, as I'm not looking, trying to get my stuff together at work.
Niggas out there perving at work. This is just crazy.
But you know what's the crazy part about that is too, like, they hired some more new employees, and one of the guys was like, yeah, they hired all dudes. He's like, they hired all dudes. He was like, I need something to look at. So, like, they was really talking about, like, a complaint board about putting it up, like, you need to hire more females, because,
Like, where the bitch is at? Like, damn, it's a sausage festival, motherfucker. Where the bitch is at?
Hey, y'all.
Can you move your car?
You got another caller. You got another caller.
Who?
I don't know what area code this is. What the fuck area code is 512?
512? I have no idea.
Well, whoever it is that wants to talk.
And knowledge store?
Question.
All right, 512-3610. You got the Hood Geeks. What to do?
Hey.
Hello.
It's actually from Texas.
Word.
Anyways, I was just saying that, like, I can see her point about, like, I don't know. I think what she's trying to say is, like, when you have people from your work who don't know you and they're making those comments, like, I think that is disrespectful, you know? It's weird
to a certain extent. Like, I'm not going to say, like, I was just so pissed off at these people for saying that I had a big old butt. Like, I do got a big old butt, so I can't be too mad. I can't be too mad at them for, you know, acknowledging the fact that I got a big old butt. But at the same time, I was just like, damn, like, now we're giving me nicknames, but we're not even finna tell, you know, we're not bold enough to even tell me about the nicknames that we giving me.
Everybody
supposedly calls me that. I was just like, okay, you know, we cool people. Like, we could, you know, you got a new nickname for me because I got a fat ass. Okay, we could talk about this. Like, but I don't know if it's because they're scared because we're at work. So that's unprofessional because we're at work, and so we're not technically supposed to do that because, you know, then maybe I might take it wrong. And, you know, I might, you know. What?
Don't mind me. I'm sorry. My bad. I got shot.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Don't worry about the fuck you're talking about.
But with me, like, you know, but with me, you know, I don't have a huge butt, but I do have, you know, I do have huge cups. And honestly, like, it's not really offensive to me if a guy knows me saying that stuff, but it is kind of offensive whenever, like, a guy doesn't know me, he's, you know, making those comments.
So say you was walking down the street and I was just like, damn, she got ass.
Wait. First things first. Miss Lady from Texas, are you playing in the background off the computer or something? You got this echo going.
Hey, why is this shit echoing?
That's somebody got
on.
At least
turn it on.
No, I think that might be me. My bad. That might be me.
That might be me.
I'm sorry. I got in the car.
Damn. All right, now let's go. Go ahead. We're still good. Sorry about that. I just had to get some clearance here. Shit, trying to make sure you hear things. As you were saying.
I forgot. I just sang somebody something, but I'm high, and I don't know what I was saying.
But, yeah. I mean, because I understand where she's coming from, because it's like, oh, well, you know, them guys that work don't know me, which they, you know, none of them really do know me like that, you know, like, you know, I know them from work, like, that's it, that's all, like, you know, we barely have conversations like that, like, I mind my fucking business at work, I do my job and I go the hell home, like, so I understand that, but at the same time, I understand where the funny is, because me, like, where I work, we work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. We're not allowed to have cell phones. We're not allowed to have music. We're not allowed to have none of that shit. So all the guys have to do.
So how do you rant about your coworkers then during work?
Yeah, right. So all the guys have to do is
your
boss to look at each other. To look at us.
Queen
that's basically
is giving us entertainment. That's Queen's trying to. So you're saying you're doing it for the company? It's okay, you know. I'm just keeping the company
happy. I definitely did not say that. That definitely did not come out of my mouth. I'm saying that's the reason why they do it. They do it for the entertainment, because for 10 hours a day we're stuck in all this in confined spaces, looking at each other for 10 hours. Like that's all we got is each other and conversation with each other. And personally, I don't, you know, I mind my fucking business. Like I said, I do my job and I go the fuck home. So for them, it's like, okay, this girl's been here and she don't talk to nobody. Like, we want to figure out what she about. But shit, from what she looked, that girl got a fat ass. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's all we pretty much know about her. Like, I can read her name because her name is on her badge. But, you feel me? But as far as anything else, they don't know shit else about me. So it's just like, okay, well, let's look at her. Damn, she got a fat ass. Like, I don't really talk to nobody.
Okay,
I don't really smile at nobody. So that's all they got to go off of is the fact that I got a fat ass.
Well, let me ask you this. Say we didn't know each other. See, we just walking down the street. And I was like, oh, shit, she got ass. Like, would you be offended? Or
I wouldn't be offended. Why? Because I know I got a fat ass. Like, I'm not going to be offended. Like, now, if, like, they try to do slick shit, like, try to touch me or something inappropriate, fuck yeah, I'm going to have an attitude. Don't fucking put your hands on me. You don't know me like that. Like, don't, you feel me? Don't be disrespectful. But as far as commenting on the fact that I got a fat ass, I got a fat ass. Like, there's no way around that.
It's just a little flirt shit or whatever, man. Because everybody, I mean, like I said, we all... If you see somebody at work, I'll be like, hey,
oh, she got ass. Hey, what's up?
You feel me? I don't take it like that because, like, I've been embarrassed. Like, I have gone through this whole little thing about my body image and the homegirl touching my ass since I was 14, 15 years old. Like, all the homegirls be like, you got a fat ass. So we were sitting at a little kid's soccer game. And in front of all the parents, they started hollering about how I have a fat ass, but I can get it even better if I get some squats together and blah, 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 blah. Like, and I'm embarrassed, but at the same time, it's like, okay, yeah.
Wow, they are assholes.
Anybody who has eyes, but I got a fat ass, like, you feel me? It can't be hidden. Like, as much as I may try to hide it, it can't be hidden. So I'm not about to try to even attempt to at this point.
Yeah, she does. She does have a fat ass. My name is Fresh Witty, for those who are unaware. My name is Fresh Witty. That's Queen V. We homies and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that, but we homies and shit. And she does have a fat ass. I mean, I'm damn. I mean, is there nothing more you can really like say? She does. So I can understand like me being
so speaking,
an idiot,
so speaking,
and you see something
so
like that,
fat
you be
ass.
Like, okay, well, for sure, that's what's up. But at the same time, you'd be like, eh.
So, Paul,
I wouldn't just,
speaking of fat
I wouldn't
ass,
just be like,
speaking of, Paul,
what?
Speaking of fat asses, man, what's your top five fat asses right now?
Top five fat asses. Number one would have
no,
to be.
No, you start from five. Wait, you start from five and go up. You don't start with the best and go down. Come on, act like
okay.
You're not going to countdown.
Okay, well, number five. Okay, I would give it to Serena. Serena got
Serena,
ass.
You got a fat ass.
Yes, Serena got ass. Number five. Serena got ass. Okay, number four. It's got to be a good one, right? Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj got a gang of ass. I don't know if it's real or fake, but she see. Did you see the Anaconda?
I've seen pictures of her before her rap career was fake.
Did you see the new Anaconda picture? It says Anaconda.
Oh, my
top,
goodness.
And she's, like, sitting right here. She got a gang of ass. Like,
she got an ass kicking for that, which is bullshit, you know? Like, oh, fuck.
She was old. Okay, number three. Number three, fucking, Pinky. Y'all know who Pinky is?
Woo! Pinky
yeah.
Got a fat ass, too.
Pinky got a fat
ass.
Pinky
got a fat ass.
Pinky got a gang ass.
I am agreeing 100% with your list so far, folks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I said because I know ass. Fucking, number two.
It's still fucking open. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Number
right.
Two, it would have to be like, I want to say like Buffy the Body, but I really don't want to put her on this list. She got one, but I'm just saying because
things that make you go
you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of ass out there. I know this one right now with a gang of ass. I won't put her on the list, but y'all wouldn't know who I was talking about. But she got a gang ass. You know what I'm saying? This is another one too. Though she got a gang ass too. Trim though. You know what I'm saying? Man, who else got ass? That's famous
shit.
That you could be like, she got a gang of ass. I don't know. Top five. Who did I say? What was number five?
Nah, shit, nigga. Like, I said, nigga, don't remember.
You Serena? I was Serena.
Oh, okay, Serena. Boom. Serena was number five. Nicki Minaj was number four. And Pinky
yep.
Was number number three, okay. So number
thank
two
you.
Would
have
to you have be.
A good night.
We'll put Buffy right
there. Are you
the right
one who's smoking the blunt?
Who? Yep, I was.
Are you
the
one who was smoking the blunt?
Yep, that's why I can't remember shit. Yeah, that's why I can't remember shit.
Yeah,
I get you.
We all had those nights.
I'll be forgetting my name sometime. Number one. Number one.
No, how you go from 3 to 1? Niggas can't even count.
I was about
count.
To say,
I told you,
yeah,
you know what
wait, hold up.
I told you, Buffy the Body was number
okay.
Two.
I didn't
number
know
three?
You were that or not.
What was number
no,
three?
Number two.
Wait. Pinky.
Number three.
Number
see,
three.
Now
oh,
you're
three
drunk.
Was Pinky. Okay,
now, see,
all right.
Now you're
all
drunk.
Right. I thought I missed one.
You
okay.
Drunk. You high. Can y'all calm down? Can we get this together, see? I'm trying to keep
you
on.
And number one,
your daughter. All right,
cheeks of all time. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about it.
You
come back
to think
to
about it.
I'm gonna have to think about it because now I can't just put somebody right there and be like, oh yeah, she got ass. But then you think about it like that's not the number one because you'd be like, well, it's. She got ass too. Like, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, damn, her mama got ass too. And he'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no.
I had an idea. I don't know if y'all are necessarily going to like it.
I mean, start naming names. Anybody else you can think
so
of right now?
Have y'all ever watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. You talking about
yeah.
K. Michelle? K. Michelle got ass too.
I was talking about Kenya. I know, like, Kenya's a bitch and everything, but, you know, she does have a huge ass.
Yeah, she does. K. Michelle would have to be number two. I'm taking Buffy off because Buffy don't, she's cool, but I don't really like how she looks. But she got a gang of ass, though. But K. Michelle could go to number two. It's still number one. We need a number one. Anybody
suggestions?
She's just fine in
face, though.
I don't know her. I know this one girl. I don't know her name, though. But she was in this one porno with Pinky. I don't know her name, though. She got a gang ass. You ever seen the butterfly? The bitch with the butterfly on her butt?
Oh,
yeah.
I know who you talking about.
You talking about
she's out of gang
forever. Buns Forever.
Buns Forever? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's out of gang ass. That might be like,
what's
like,
her name?
The one.
Buns Forever.
I mean, y'all
yeah,
said
what's her name?
Her name is Buns Forever.
Y'all said if you're just talking about porn now and everything like that, I mean, how you gonna leave out Cherokee, though, man? Miss B ass. Nigga,
oh,
like, come on now.
That's
yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Got ass, too.
Oh. If y'all porn now, I mean, if y'all just want to get on the porn,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Like,
she didn't give me no genre. She just said ass. I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know. That's what I'm saying. Start naming names. You know what I'm saying?
What is
top five.
But you just had, it was funny how three of them was porn stars, though. Ain't that funny? Over half of them were porn stars.
They got a gang of ass, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? And that will be my list. Yeah, for sure. Delicious. I would put Delicious right there at number one. I like her.
I don't think Delicious ass is real, though.
Nah, she just
got a gang of ass, but I don't think it's real.
She's
I hate reflexing. Fake asses.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like it.
I mean, if titties is real or fake, like, you still put your face in it and they go, I'm saying, so, I mean, I'm saying, if the ass was fake or real, I mean, the pussy's still real. I mean, when you hit it, it's going to bounce. It might not jiggle the way you want it to jiggle, but it's still going to bounce.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? And wasn't TLC was the one was like, you can buy your hair if it don't grow. I'm saying, shouldn't that apply to, like booty cheeks? Like, you can buy your ass if it don't grow. Like, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. Mm.
I'm saying, Dolly Parton. You know what I'm
y'all
saying? Dolly Parton was like,
head
fuck, it can't be close.
Fuck a fake ass. You know what I mean? I'll fuck a fake ass, but fuck a fake ass. Double meaning. Because, I mean, still, yeah, but nah. That's it. Don't look
so, so because her ass was fake, you wouldn't hit?
I just say I will fuck a fake ass, but fuck a fake ass, double meaning, same thing. But and like, just like, because I mean, that shit is dumb as fuck. You can't. I'm telling you, man. You gotta go to the future again, man. Eventually, that fake ass, man. Whatever they pumped into that shit is not gonna. Something gonna happen to it. Unless you got to go get that shit exchanged out or something like that or whatever. You see these bitches whose asses get boxed up and fucked up. You see what happens to these bitches?
Yeah.
Like, you think that shit is going to last forever? Or, you know what I mean? You got to go natural. You got to go natural. Yeah, take it down and have fun, enjoy. But you got to, you want to go long term, you got to go natural. I'm just. Oh, shit. So, here, I'm going to play some music. I'm going to make an executive decision real quick. And we'll be right back here on Turnt Up Tuesdays. Oh, man. Everybody hang in. If you're going to stay, and we'll be right back.
Bound.
And all she says is they hate me because I'm killing them. Your baby mama on me, she lonely and I be digging her. Anybody kill a nigga, maybe even you. Yeah, nigga, I said it, fresh with it, what it do? Catch the beat like a fade, it's the verbal haymaker. In my witty boy stands, politicking on some paper. Nigga, you's a hater, I'm the freshest thing west. And I cock it back and bust and serve a nigga, no question. Catch me if you wanna, I keep me a loaded sip. And I'm a little trigger happy, I'm begging you, nigga, trick. I'm probably with your bitch and we probably smoking the good. Probably hoping nigga won't. She probably wish a nigga would. Bound to be hood and all I fade. The diabolical delinquent in the street with the cake. So say what you want, nigga, a fuck I give. Fade them all, cater all, look what I just did. And
you the type to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Fuck around with these niggas and you're bound to lose your life. Niggas, bitches, and it's on no sight. Cause I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like.
I'm trifling, I might be with your wife. I do what I feel and I do what I like. With the West bitches on sight. I do what I feel and I do what I like.
Nigga,
check the prognosis. Real life ghetto culture, Southern Cali vulture. Line a Chevy up with a Testarossa. Currency chasing till we tote tag no longer. My breed is extinct, so I affiliate myself with riders and OGs. I'm getting it in, a product in these streets. Raise my niggas about that moolah, baby. With it west, same old two-step. She grinding and I'm convinced she want this dick. You know our repertoire, buying out the bar. Function load with pill poppers, could smoke, looking for a jump off. Turf Supreme, Club El Machiavelli, busting moves with my rally, hitting the colors.
I'm in the Chevy, got these hoes hot and ready.
Bitch, don't kill the vibe, get ratchet down and dirty, yeah, and give me mine. Make these niggas aboard all mission, cause the standard currency of a bitches is a tradition. Who want the business? Get these niggas to come near with a gang premises. Is off with your heads, deliberate.
The dagger bitches, I be killing the mic, so I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it and I rap it for life, so I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it, bitches have the initials, or you can put the dagger on you, that'll make it official. You better check my credentials, cause see, I don't like to fight. Yeah, I'm a member of the Witty Gang. I smoke, drink, pop pills, sniff blind, jump behind the wheel. I blind for myself and start showing off my driving skills. See, I be getting dumb behind. Yeah, I like my bitches by. If you ain't had like four bitches at once, gotta try. Now, I ain't gotta lie, you ain't the cops, no alibi. You a hardcore thug, right? That you really wanted a gay guy. Bitch, nigga, what you hiding for? But I ain't gonna drag you out of shooting niggas through the door. Leave me alone, I'll let you go. So here's your chance to walk away, cause you don't want it anyway. Nobody has to die today. I kid, don't play. Mama own you, wanna hate, fuck your feelings.
We in the building.
Niggas hide your bitches, bitches hide your children.
It's too wet. It's too wet.
Hood bound.
All I want you to do is run it.
Notice, these hood-bound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
Drinking and smoking.
Smoking.
I can't drink that pussy open.
Hey.
She ain't going. She swinging that thing, she know I want it.
Swing it, bitch.
Little mama, stop running. Looking back, girl, the bitch running.
Running.
Yeah.
They open for the session. Weed smoke, Shiraz got me clutching on my weapon. She on, see how she get it on the floor. Back orange cup, knees twisting like bows. The chrome, I squeeze and let go. Commit to set trip, chunk it 214. I had the heater in the lobby. Two bitches and Marty. Take the top, double fist, a big brother, both got it. Posting in my face, the bad bitches, we reppin'. White tees, red hat, YGs, I'm pressing. Trying to run it, you know it. How I'm feeling, heroic. Pop another bound, hood bound, niggas are calling.
Bodie be witty, known for the turn up. The bitches that I fucking, all the weed that I burn up. In the lobby plotting, if you with it, then it's popping. Dick so big, niggas can't cock block em. You can stop the bullet train with deadly aim and all the game to get up in the bitch's brain, make her crazy. Didn't even get her name, oh well, didn't need it. Chalk it up, another pussy murder, daggers undefeated. Boom, boom, skeety, skeety, dagger doesn't pay for that. Never that, rather buy a LA or a witted hat. Rats be witty, so these lines are for the ratchets. Once a fuck, niggas in garages on the mattress.
Notice, these hood-bound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
Smoking, smoking. I can't turn up with that pussy open. She going, she swinging that thing, she know I want it.
Swing it, bitch.
Little mama stop running. Looking back at it, bitch, running. Yeah, yeah.
Intoxicated, with no filter, filling myself off a pill and some liquor. Don't stop with it, with it. Pointing her out, telling her she can get it. At the function, turned over my niggas. I'ma keep it gangsta and boogie with you. You got potential to get some of that good dick. Little mama, I'm residential, I'm on that hood shit. Hey. She like a burner with the beam on it. Stash in the colors, the one with the D's on it. Looking back at it, turn me in the lot as I can see if it's cracking. I get on that bitch like a pimp on the hoe stroke, son. Trying to get it in. At the end of the night, that pussy, you gon' run it. I'm a hoodbound nigga, you know the slow misery. Fuck it.
I tell a bitch, run it on her back or on her stomach. In private or in public, if she bout it, then we fuckin'. Cuffin' not an option, I'm pursuing for the screwin'. If she ask me what I'm doing,
I'm trying to get that whole crew in.
Iron and ooin', so who in they right mind wanna test the best? Fresh with it with every line. Nines and K's and straights through fitty caps. Bitches get laid, blunts blaze from witty raps. Raise the torch, remorse is for the weak.
So I gave her the dick, she got the dick, now she wanted to be.
Now she telling me she love me, why? Cause I dicked her down. She run it, then I bust it, then I'm headed.
You know, you know.
Nintendo, smoking on that bomb, you niggas are still smoking Indo. All of y'all pretendo, 4DB is grade A. Dipping in a white Bronco, feeling like I'm OJ. West side only, middle fingers to these other rappers. If it ain't, fuck it then, it ain't a factor. Y'all just a bunch of actors, undercover fudge packers. I'm the bomb, set the roll of any nuclear reaction.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night.
Yes,
we ride
and get
high all night.
See,
this is how we do it on the West Coast, the land of that bomb weed. What you mean you don't smoke?
No joke!
Mo for me with Hennessy and Tickle Bitties. I'm collecting Mo haters every time I cruise the city. No pity. Save your phone calls, your emails, cause I delete them quick and I be laughing at your voicemail. Oh well, drama I avoid or you get destroyed. Every battle I done won, undefeated, call me Floyd. My lyrics are like steroids, look at me, I'm pumped up. So make me pop the trunk and pull both double pumps up. Leave you with that skunk thing, fuck what niggas and bitches think. Cause if I get at them, yep, I bring it on. And the kitchen sink, I need a drink, so serve me up. You bitch niggas is out of luck, I'm still throwing bottles. Cause I don't wanna crack my pimp cup. This world got me fucked up, I'm trying not to kill a hater. I choke a bitch till she can't breathe and needs a vent.
Shh,
quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night. I like when people play games, I kick ass and take names, laughing while I beat them down.
Driving in the bike lane,
looking for victims, because I'm hunting every hater down. I represent the West Coast, and you know I'm Cody B. Witty.
Get it
if you don't, too bad. Build a froggy leap, bitch, what you need, a launch pad?
I'll kill you, bitch.
Clean it quick, keep talking and I'll take you out. Your head in that plastic bag, that's that Ziploc. Scared a bitch of drop top, it's quiet now, I gotta cruise. Cause yeah, I'm with it, but I'm not with bitches and they attitudes. It's like I gotta lose to win, I'm cool, because I lost enough. They tried to break the dagger down, but all I did was toughen up. Smoking blunts back to back, cracking bottles here and there. I'm still saying nothing. Bitches coming out they underwear. Who am I be out compared?
Too bad the world would never know.
I fly to Kentucky, fuck it, and learn to play a banjo.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell. We ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night.
Yeah,
we ride
and get
high all night. Like.
Boy, oh boy, really great work, bitches. You all sold lots of kisses today. Except for you, Megan. I'm afraid you get a Stormy Cloud sticker today. So wait, you're keeping all the money now? I just hold on to all the money, because bitches can't be trusted with it. We pull all the kissing money together, see? But if you want to buy anything, you just talk to the bottom bitch, and then the bottom bitch talks to me. All right, see, after school, do you know what I am saying?
All right, children, I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yeah, baby. Baby, yo. Ooh,
what? Ran around the world,
bitch, you want to make some other f***ing money? What? Bitch, you should be doing kisses in the playground. You can make $50 a day. Buy all the purses and shoes you've ever worn. I'll treat you right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then.
Hey, Randy. Randy. Bitch, don't you want to start making some real fucking money? Leave me alone. Well, you were made for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new
coat?
A new coat? I can get all that for you, bitch. Butter, dude. What? You can't call my girlfriend a bitch. Oh. Well, all I'm saying, the bitch should be out there working it all. What you doing, bitch? Just giving kisses to stand for free? You should be making some motherfucking money. Seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass. Clad, here's $100. Stand up near me, punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we've created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that mouth to work.
Butters,
all these bitches are kissing fellas, and they haven't figured out that they can be making some serious f***ing money.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? If you tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you're officially tuned into Turned Up Tuesdays, and I present to you the Hood Geeks.
Hood, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? We back in this motherfucker.
Hold on. Let me make sure we still got everybody else going. Hold on. IB still good? Yeah, you good, Fresh. IB? He's here. Maybe he's doing something else. I mean, his phone's on, but he's just not there.
All right. Well, he's there for sure.
Trip. One more time. Come on. Trip. Nope. Let's see. Queen V, still in the building?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, but we're echoing.
I'm sorry. I'm about to get out the car right now. I'm pulling up in the driveway, right? Actually, I'm making a turn at the corner.
We'll be right back. And then let's see. I was going to call you Texas. Texas?
What's your name?
Here.
Hello?
That's cool.
There she is.
What's your name?
Who?
Catherine.
Okay, maybe you can repeat it. Oh, what'd she say?
Catherine.
Okay.
I think it's Catherine. Was it Catherine? Is that right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's my name.
Okay,
well,
I'm fresh the best with it.
I'm Fresh the Best with it, the guy that was smoking. Yeah, and that's my DJ. Bitch.
Bitch.
You got to say it like that. You got to say DJ. Bitch. That's his whole name. You got to say the whole thing. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You gotta say the whole thing. So we back in this motherfucker hood, Val. Hood Geeks. We turned up. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm not in the car anymore. I'm actually sitting in my living room on the couch. And I come in, right? And my daughter, she watching.
And we got Queen back, too. Queen's back. So
Queen.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? We watching fucking next Friday. And it's on the part when the cops is at the window. It's paused right now, and they at the window. And he was like, "Yo, give us some barbecue. They want some barbecue and shit.
They want some barbecue."
You know what I'm saying? Be like that, man. So good, make you want to slap your mama. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never taken somebody to slap your mama though. What was we talking about before we left? He was talking about jumbo asses. I remember that. I don't be remembering lots, but I remember that.
Hey, Wes still ain't checked in yet?
Nah, man. I don't know what the fuck Wes do. I'm all the way at home now, though. Shit, that man is crazy.
That nigga used to be like, man, this the West. That nigga used to be like, man, this the West show. That nigga used to be on. He'd be the one like, man, something must be something.
I mean, when you hit us earlier, like, yo, the show cracking? He was the nigga that texted back first, like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, what's it? Yeah. Like, yeah, I was saying, so do that
shit. Hey, I got to make another conference because I don't get no text. I remember I changed my number.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how to switch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Spy was the one that did the conference in the
first place. You got to stay off the radar.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
now
what? Yo, baby, why? Hey, I'm on air. Don't say
so.
So
what was the craziest shit you saw
on
the internet in the past week?
Like, hear you. You said we're on the open airways. I don't know. Hold on, crazy shit. See, this is a good thing. I wish I could do like when I had when motherfuckers, when I be doing my shows and shit, can see while y'all talking, I can go on Worldstar or I can just search random shit. We could probably find some dumb shit out here. Like, what? You want to see what's on Worldstar lately? Like, what are y'all trying to see? Well, we got, what's out there, for? What you trying to look at? What, disturbing videos? Hello? How do we lose everybody?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello?
Okay, I'll be all right, Bobby. Paul.
Paul right there. Right. I heard you. Hello?
No, that ain't him. See, this is the shit I'll be talking about, right? See the shit? See why? Get niggas to show. Niggas get in here, get all comfortable. You know what I mean? Niggas think they just do whatever they want. These niggas ain't me. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Wait, hold up, wait. Are you talking about me?
Yeah, dude, I'm talking about
you. Are you talking about me?
That's how you get a nigga. That's how you get a nigga back on the phone real quick. You start talking about his ass. Nigga, hop on real quick after that shit.
Hey, look. Hey, check it out. My mama had just called me. So fuck what you're talking about. My mama. All right,
nigga, but you okay? But at the same time,
I was gonna be out of hold on. You was looking up crazy shit on the internet.
Nah, I wasn't. I didn't know what the fuck. I didn't know what the fuck.
Hold on. I was like,
why couldn't you say
hold on?
Why couldn't you say hold on? Because the motherfucking show was on hold anyway.
I ain't finna hold on. He was doing it. Man, what the fuck did you find? Did you find
the whole bunch of voices just going on? Damn.
What the fuck is this dude right here, man? What the fuck is this dude right here? Hold on, let's see.
No, motherfucker, I fucked you.
Little
babies and shit. Why be babies and shit?
That's like somebody tiny and a baby crying.
That's my baby. She tripping.
She ain't crying. She talking. She on the air,
tripping.
Too.
Hey, Merce, stop tripping. Mercy, you on air.
Okay.
Say hi to the homies.
Hold on.
What's up, little baby?
Hey,
yeah.
I'm talking to you.
You know, my brother recently had a baby, and I gotta say, like, she's 2 months old, and me and my mom have to watch her and, like, oh, my God, how she cried.
Okay,
I didn't know something that little could make so much freaking noise. Wow.
Hell yeah. And,
I mean,
and then when they little like that, you don't know what they're crying for. You can't tell them, like, yo, what you crying for? Like, what the fuck is happening? They can't tell you and shit. You be hot. Like, what the fuck?
They only want a couple of things. They either hungry or they shitty or they tired. Stop crying.
Well, I don't know, because
my
daughter, when she used to cry and shit as a baby, I'd be like, and she'd look up at me, I'd be like, cut that shit out. And she'll stop, like, literally, she'll just stop and shit, no matter what she was crying about, like, she'll just stop, like, nope.
All right, let's see if niggas can get political for a quick second. What y'all,
nah,
cause
fuck
I'm not
that. I don't
want to
get political. This is hood.
What about... Because they shot down that motherfucking plane, and you know Obama about
they
to go
did.
Get their ass, right? And you know Obama about to go get these motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
I just watched the first beginning of that and then had to leave real quick. The very beginning of his speech about how he was going to go get these motherfuckers.
Obama about to go get these motherfucking Russians or whoever's over there, nigga, Malaysians, whatever the fuck, whoever shot their motherfucking plane down, nigga. Obama like, we about to go over there and have to go handle some business real quick. Like,
Obama ain't playing with your bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what the niggas in the White House for. He like, what? Y'all want to shoot down this shit? All right, for sure. We pushing the homies over here to see what this shit do, and we going to get it cracking. Shoot us down, nigga. Shoot us down.
Now, we also got, what is this? Is this what's hot right now? Like I said, motherfucking the fire challenge. Does anybody know about what this is, the fire challenge?
Nigga, that's
like,
some stupid shit. Motherfuckers is really setting yourself on fire. I'm like,
never.
Is dumb. But I do see, did you see the new shit that they bringing back? Like, I'm saying, because I used to do that shit when I was younger. My cousins did that shit to me.
Making each other pass out.
When you hold your breath and they push on your chest and shit.
Yeah.
I did that shit when I was younger, too. They bringing it back and shit.
You know who taught me how to do that, man? The fucking lifeguards. Nigga, I learned that shit at camp 1 year, nigga, and the fucking lifeguards taught us how to do that shit, nigga. Like, I was like, is this what y'all supposed to be teaching? But it was showing up working. But did you see the one? I saw one video the damn motherfucker that was doing that to this girl. And she started twitching and shit like a fish. And the motherfucker was laughing at her. Like, because she started tweaking and shit. Like, You can't do that shit. You got to do that shit the right way. Look at this motherfucker. Okay, in the bathroom. Alcohol all over his body. Look at this dumb motherfucker right here. Dumb ass.
Stupid.
Stupid. Well, and he got his shit.
Wait, we talking about rubbing alcohol or we talking about real alcohol?
Yeah, rubbing alcohol. A whole body of that 99.9% shit. I'm looking at this shit. They got watching.
Fuck no.
Nigga, in the shower, pouring it on his body. And his girl or his sister, whoever just recording this shit, like, oh, what's that? Here we go, stupid motherfucker. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh!
No, I'm not about to set myself on fire for nobody's
entertainment. Well, somebody else's entertainment. That's some dumb
shit.
For somebody else.
Fuck no.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
They
you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Look at
hey, but I do got a story, though. Fucking my auntie, she worked at a clinic, right? And, like,
she's
the patients and shit, she worked at, like, an AIDS clinic. Like, nigga, they be coming in and out. One of the fools that be coming in and out, he fucking died last week. Like, this nigga was in the parking lot siphoning gas. He was in the parking lot siphoning gas with a water hose, right? You know what I'm saying? Send a nigga's gas with the water hose. And you know how to do that, right? You got to suck the gas out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Boom. All right? Okay. This dumbass nigga siphoning the gas out. You know what I'm saying? Boom. He finished I guess he thought he was finished. This dumbass nigga light a cigarette. Boom.
That reminds me of a story one time. See, there were these kids that were getting those gas tanks, and they put them in their truck. And I guess one dumbass lit a cigarette while they were on the road, and like the whole thing exploded and killed all.
Yep.
Like I think it killed all four of them.
Yeah.
Like,
so the lesson here is if you got gas anywhere in the facility, don't light a fucking cigarette, dumbass.
You know what, though? I tell people that all the time when they go to pump gas, and I'm like, do you know how many motherfuckers had to die in order for them to put that shit up for you not to light a motherfucking cigarette?
Well, I'd be lighting
gas
cigarettes at the gas station.
Don't fucking do that shit.
I'd be lighting cigarettes at the gas station.
Don't,
I can't lie.
Hell no.
I mean, in the car, and you got an ashtray in the car. I don't even flip ashes out my window at a gas station.
Nope, me neither. I'll play.
All right.
Nope.
Does anybody know anything about what? Nelly and Floyd Mayweather got beef too? I guess still behind this T.I. and Tiny, and everybody's taking sides and shit and everything. Now Nelly's taking shots at Mayweather on ESPN. Has anybody heard about this?
I heard about that, but I didn't tune in to see what was going on with that. Why was Nelly taking shots?
I don't know, I guess, like I said, I didn't really get to see. I wish this, let me see, let's see who got here, hold on. First time, they got some video, hold on. Well, no, it's not going to work. I can't do it this way, like I said, I got to do it online or whatever or something. But, like I said, I don't know, there's a sex tape, supposedly this all started with a sex tape that I heard between Mayweather and Tiny. Anybody seen the sex tape? Or am I
nope.
wrong?
No.
It wasn't a sex tape.
I heard it. I heard about it, but
no,
I didn't
you.
See it, though.
But it was a sex tape, wasn't it? Was it a sex tape?
No,
was
it
just talking about
sex. It wasn't a sex tape. They was at a fight, and I guess T.I. tried to say what's up to Tiny or something like that, and T.I. didn't like that because I guess Mayweather had been trying to get at his girl. So he didn't like that too much and was trying to, you know, have words with him.
Right,
like,
though.
And talk to my girl. So it ended up being, can you? You.
She is not hot. I do not like her. Why do you feel on that little bitch like that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I love light-skinned bitches, like, just like the next nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Light, bright, almost white. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. That one is not cool, though. I don't...
Mm-mm. No.
All my bitches is bad. I'm not T.I. Ain't no Chinese around me. Uh-uh, bitch. This nigga's cold for that. I don't understand it. Really? When they re-fight over that bitch? When they was in Escape, like, escape. Like, and we know niggas would be like, oh, that's my bitch. Nobody never said that was their bitch. Like, I don't remember nobody claiming her. Like, that shit is crazy.
Wow.
I don't know. Hold on, hold on. Wait. Here we go. Late to the show, but with 30 minutes left, my nigga West with it. Checking in finally from whatever the fuck this
West
is.
West in the motherfucking game, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't talk about none of that, nigga. I'm in the streets, nigga. I'm hood, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? I'm late, nigga. And, nigga, I did the show by myself, too, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, fuck me and shit. I've been holding this shit down. You know what I'm saying? The fuck is going on?
Nigga.
The fuck is happening? We can get out. I don't care.
Fuck you. Where you at, nigga?
Yeah, I left, nigga. You told me I ain't fucking with you, nigga. I went side. I'm at the house, nigga. You was like, whoa, rap, rap. I'm like, ah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was in that thing.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I went tripping. I'm like, to the house.
Yeah,
man, what the fuck
is
up, man? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Turn up Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Hood Geeks in full effect. You know what I'm saying? I am that motherfucker Fresh, the motherfucking best with it. My big bro just arrived. Oh, he just arrived? No, that's not it.
He
just arrived. You know what I'm saying? There it is. You know what I'm saying? West, a motherfucking mess. You know what I'm saying? He and this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I be with it. You still there?
I'm right here, nigga.
Yeah, there he goes. He right there. You know what I'm saying? Po DB, a.k.a. DJ, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, Wes.
What up?
We got some callers on the line tonight. We got callers on the line tonight. Queen Jeezy in the house with us right now. You know what I mean?
Hi,
Wes. You know what I'm saying? And we got a caller all the way from Texas. Her name is Catherine. That's what she told us.
Is that right? What's up, Catherine?
Yeah.
What's up with it?
Yeah. So we know this shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is the Hood Geeks, and we turned up. They turning up with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
It's Tuesday. You know what I mean? So you know what the fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I apologize for the delay, but, you know, business is
hey,
business.
You know. Hey, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to get in that thing.
You know what I'm saying, I was in that thing, so you know how it go.
Yeah, you know, everybody know how that go. For sure. What the fuck is happening, man?
Or they would want to know how that go.
You know what I'm saying, if you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Somebody might be fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I left my bottle in the car, man.
Y'all keep seeing all these white people almost getting killed by black folks, keep trying to pull pranks on people.
I like that one dude who be taking, he be like, man, you taking pictures of me, bro? He's like, no, we taking a selfie. He be taking selfies and shit when he be aiming the camera at you. He be like, man, you took a picture of me? You know what I'm saying? And it's the same fool who walks up on you. He was like, can I have a kid? He's like, you want a kid? He did it to this
Yeah,
one
like,
dude.
Wow, like.
Yeah, the one dude was like, you want to kiss me? He was like, come on. He was like, come on. The fool leaned in. That nigga uppercutted. That nigga so smooth. I was running. That nigga got uppercutted for trying to kiss a nigga. That nigga is burnt out.
The newest one right now is a CIA prank. The dude was trying to talk about it from the CIA shit. Dude put out the burner on the nigga, man. He almost got popped. I'm serious. Almost got popped. Like, nigga, like,
fucking around.
The wrong one.
That's what your stupid ass get playing. Hell yeah, that's what your dumb ass get trying to play with people. You know, run up
it's
on the wrong
fact.
One.
Well, I don't know, in Texas, it's becoming so huge.
What?
So big, it's a favor for these idiots to do and, go around smacking each other.
They're not going to do that in California because somebody's going to get killed, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
smack him? Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would smack me.
Nigga was like, smack him, he was going to do it to his mama, and she turned around like, nigga.
Yeah, why did they plant that?
Y'all see the Y'all see the fat girl twerking on the car in front of the water because she only got one leg? Because she only got one leg?
Hell no.
I did see the one leg twerker.
Hell no.
I was like, no. I don't think it's the same one. I seen this one bitch in the wheelchair, and she was dancing with this one fool. She was, like, faded, and he, like, fell. It's like clipped her and shit, and she, like, flipped over him, and then she jumped up, like, nigga, with one leg, and she was, like, still twerking and shit. That shit is crazy. Motherfuckers is way out. Motherfuckers.
Have y'all ever had a Brazilian lap dance?
We said what?
Have y'all ever had a Brazilian lap dance?
No, but I would love to have one.
What is it?
What you say, Wes?
I would love to have a Brazilian. That sounds like it's popping. Just Brazilian period.
Go Google that shit. I don't think you would want to have that.
What is it?
Go Google it. Go YouTube it.
What?
The bitches, like, bitches be twerking and shit, and then they slap hard as fuck on your dick. Like,
I know what the ass is.
They rub their ass all in your face and all sorts of craziness. Like, they rub their ass all in your face and everything. That shit is hilarious.
Oh, I seen that when they was like, bang. I seen that shit. And niggas
just
they was, like, sitting on the floor.
Mm-mm. And then
that shit is awful. Hell no.
Nah. You said it was awesome.
I'll take it.
Hell no.
Motherfuckers is crazy. Motherfucker in a wheelchair gets in a fight. Why are you going to fight a motherfucker in a wheelchair? Motherfuckers just really think they hard. All right, I'm done looking at this shit.
I'm fucked up.
So what the fuck?
Fuck.
Dom Kennedy is
old. Didn't charge up tonight.
Niggas, what? I left my bottle in the car.
I'm kind of
out of energy. You know what I mean? You know, so I'm just going to be smooth with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm right here, though.
Y'all niggas. This ain't my show. So, I mean, I'm
nigga,
yeah.
Shut your fucking ass up, nigga.
It's turned up Tuesday. We still turned up, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we do what we do when we do it, you know what I mean? Shit.
Hey, did y'all see the DMX video? This nigga screaming like a little bitch on the roller coaster and shit.
Oh, DMX, I did look at it. I didn't click on it, though. But then he said he switched up real quick because the camera was on it.
He was like, bitch ass.
He wasn't doing the art.
No.
He
said it like whimpered like a dog, but he didn't. Like, he was like screaming like a bitch.
That nigga was like.
Yeah, he said a whimpered and shit. Like a fucking dog. Oh. Yeah, so. Who got me?
Nah, niggas.
So what's up with tomorrow, man? Tomorrow is the shit, right?
Yeah, tomorrow is the day, nigga.
Tomorrow is the show?
Heck yeah, it's the show tomorrow.
Oh, it is.
No, tomorrow is Wednesday.
Don't write it Wednesday.
What are you talking
about?
Okay,
West Coast Wednesday. All right.
Okay.
I was talking about that show, Queen V, but yeah, I knew that.
What you mean you forgot about that show? Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I forgot about it. I said I wasn't talking about that show. I was talking about the live performance. That's Thursday.
Y'all got a live performance and nobody told me?
Oh, this nigga, man. Hey, man, we just had this conversation about you telling people.
Queen already knows what show she's going to. Like I said, it's already, we already got that established. This is something that's just something else. It's already been discussed.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't no master of the mic. You ain't showing up.
Yeah, I am, nigga. I'm about to see. We about to find out.
You know what I'm saying? The only reason you're going to win is because we're going to do running and shit. And then we're like,
oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna do running. They gonna be like, "Oh shit!" We gonna turn up their shit, and they gonna.
And if
the
I
money.
Don't, and if I, hey. If I don't win, it's gonna be y'all fault. I'm gonna blame y'all.
Yeah,
y'all
oh yeah,
gonna
my
do
fault.
You gonna win, and once you win, you gotta split the prize money.
Nah, if I win, nigga, we go to the studio, nigga, and I
you gotta,
shoot the,
you gotta
and we gotta shoot the video. Right. We gotta shoot the video.
Y'all director ain't shit if it ain't my brother Wolfpack Productions, nigga. What's poppin'? What you say? I said y'all director ain't shit if it ain't my brother Wolfpack Productions, nigga. What's poppin'?
He ain't got no beats. He ain't gonna give me no beats. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing. What happened?
He ain't right there. He ain't right there.
You know what I'm saying? We need productions. I'm looking for a production team.
Nigga, Wolfpack Productions. Holla at your girl, nigga.
Yeah,
Wolfpack Productions.
I mean,
let's
beats.
Get it popping.
Yeah. I mean, beats.
Yep. Nigga, we hear you, nigga.
Oh,
hear who?
You ain't, but you ain't
you,
hear me,
nigga.
Though. Oh,
okay,
I thought you were talking to me. I was like,
ooh.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What's going on, man?
I'll be kind. I'll be kind. I didn't mean it. Why she tuned in late? I've been drinking. I've been on that tequila.
No, I didn't even know what was going on. So I'm like, what I do? Like, I wasn't even doing nothing.
You didn't do nothing. It's
okay.
I wasn't
World
trying
star
to
right now. Pinky clapping her ass. I see it. It's right there.
Man, Pinky always popping her ass.
Everything looks shiny.
Pinky
oh,
got
yeah,
that.
Man.
Ooh.
Hey, Wes, they hit me with the top five asses of all time and shit earlier and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So who's the top five?
So, what? Number five was Serena. Number four was Nicki Minaj. Number three was Pinky. That's what I remember. Number three was Pinky. I think number two was it was either the Body, Buffy the Body, or
something like that, or
K Michelle. You know what I'm saying? Them two was at number two.
Hey man, don't
and
speak
then,
up on my bitch. Hey, don't speak up on my bitch, man.
Hey, whatever, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
don't you K or Michelle together, okay, nigga?
Hey, baby, she was in the top five, you know what I'm saying? And then
But she's not number one. She's not number one, though.
No, she's not. She was, like, number two. Yeah. She was, like, her and the Body was, like, tied for two. And the number one, it was, like, three different porn stars. They had put,
yeah,
like,
the one with the butterfly. The one with the butterfly.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Hey, she beating Pinky for sure.
Yeah, and then it was like,
stupid. That shit is
fun. Yep, her. And then it was like Delicious and somebody else.
Yeah, that one with that butterfly, man. Yeah.
Yeah, she got it.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
she got it.
Yeah, she got it.
She got it.
Pointing her out, telling her she can get it.
I thought Pinky had ass, and I seen her like, wow, like, this could get better.
And then, Queen Vee, tell them that's what they call you at work.
They call me booty.
Oh, that's what they call you and shit?
Yeah, they call me
booty
at work.
You be cooking and shit. They don't see nothing but ass and shit on the side when they be looking.
Yeah, they be mostly looking at me when they walk past my aisles and stuff. Like, man, I go outside to try to figure it today.
Where you work at? Where you work at?
I work at Amazon.
At Amazon?
Yeah, I work at the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They like, look at that booty.
Get those drones.
What'd you say, Catherine?
Better watch out when they get those drones in.
Drones.
You know, like the many helicopters are going to deliver stuff to your house in 30 minutes, and like they have cameras in there and stuff.
What?
Whoa. Who put cameras in those packages and send them to my house? I got drones. A cell phone coming to my house. Don't say that shit. That shit ain't cool.
That's a big ass
cool.
Fucking fly right there. Well, damn. That's a huge ass fly. I'm finna kill this nigga. Without me.
Yeah, so what are we wearing for the show? The usual or what's what?
I'm gonna wear 501s, red chucks, my red witted hat, and a wife beater. Oh, and my hoodie and shit.
I'm wearing blue and orange. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for sure.
What? I'm sorry. I was about to ask a million one questions about this blue and orange.
Man, you know, be like that sometimes.
It was fly. You got some kicks to go with it.
You got some keys to go with it? What are you talking about, Queen?
I said, did he have, y'all know I've been drinking. I said, does he have kicks to go with it?
Kicks?
I will.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Think
yeah,
so.
Your kicks, your shoes.
Yeah, I got to get that. Yeah. I'm going to do something.
I seen some fly-ass Reebok Shaq that I wanted to get. I'm going to cop them shit. Hell nah. Them shits will fly as fuck. And when I cop them, I'll be mad. No,
Shaq?
They're by Reebok. They're by Reebok, but they're called Shaq Attack. And I'm gonna don't ask anybody cop my shoes before I get them. It's gonna
you
be
gotta worry about, Queen V, you ain't gotta worry about us, Russian. We ain't
but
getting those.
I know this is gonna go on. This is gonna go into the archives. So I mean, I'm letting this be known right now. Anybody cop my shoes?
I was raising chucks and shit.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with Shaqs.
Hey, some of them Shaqs are cool.
They're not Shaqs. They're by Reebok.
But they is,
because
he's
Attack.
Yeah, that's Shaq. Yeah, those Shaqs.
Shaq had his own brand at the Payless. Don't get it fucked up.
No, he was at Reebok at first, wasn't he? Wasn't he from Reebok? Yeah.
He was.
I'm just a fly. I'm finna go cop. Actually, I need to see if they still online right now. I might just pull them shits up.
Speaking of online, I'm in my hat.
So y'all keep talking. I'm finna knock down these sugar sandwiches. I've been drinking. Looking at your chicken sandwich, I've been thinking.
Man, I need to pour another cup.
What you drinking, Queen Veezy?
1800.
What? You must be off. You work tomorrow?
Nope. Tomorrow is day off.
Oh, as you should. Turn up, because you wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have made it at all.
Shoot. I was just awesome. 1800, too. Like, a couple nights ago, I think. We was on, me and J-Rock.
I was off Malibu, and I had, like, two shots of 1800 last night. And then I was just like, fuck it. Tonight is tacos and tequila, so I had tacos and tequila.
Oh,
fuck you. I did it.
Taco with tequila
to
Tuesday. Turn up.
Yeah.
She like, taco with tequila Tuesday, and I'm going to go turn up Tuesday with the turn up niggas.
Yeah.
Turn up gang.
Yeah, I mean. That's what I'm talking about. Man, hey, folks, you better pick up your hat or something.
Hell
time?
Yeah.
Is it 5 minutes?
Yep.
My
it is 5:08.
Well, man, you gotta pick it out, man. You can go on lid too, nigga, and just look through it.
Fine.
But you gotta have this shit by tomorrow because.
Yeah, for sure. I remember you told me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So this is the motherfucking hood gang. It's about that time. That
we do some shout outs and name names, but we don't point fingers though. You know,
this I don't is, touch the spot for shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen nothing. You know
don't
saying?
Call me to court. Don't yep. call me to court because I ain't testifying.
I don't know what happened. I'm like, but you were sitting right here. I'm like, man, I was looking down at my phone. I don't really know what happened.
I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there. I was high. Tell them I was high.
You know what I'm saying? This is Bang Out motherfucking radio. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Hoodbound presents the motherfucking Hood Dicks. I am fresh the best. You know what I'm saying? It's my big bro, Wes. You know what I'm saying? He's a motherfucking yeah. man. I'll be, you know what I'm saying? I'll be with him in this motherfucker somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he here,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
yeah,
right
look,
here,
boom, there he is. Yeah, there he goes. You know what I'm saying? You know, and he with that, so you know what I'm saying? Believe it. You know what I'm saying? 4DB with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you're not from our clip, you wouldn't understand why 4DB is 4D, motherfucking B. You know what I'm saying? AKA DJ, Vince, because he played nothing but them West Coast motherfucking Witty Gang shit when we be on the air. So I like him for that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really like him, though. I think he's a bitch. If I see him in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of him. But you understand?
Nah, you see me all the time and you don't do shit.
Man, I think it's stupid.
You know what I'm saying? This is Bang Out Radio, though. You know what I'm saying? So fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? All week. You know what I'm saying? More Music Mondays where they play nothing but music. You know what I'm saying? That was yesterday. You should have been listening. You know what I'm saying? Today, Turn Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. That's what I just introduced us. You motherfuckers should have been listening.
Good bell,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It is Wednesdays, West Coast Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? The Dagger and Queen BZ. The motherfuckers on the phone right now. You hear them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Nothing but adult topics and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about some adult shit, you know what I'm saying? You call in tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Listen to some shit. Talk about some shit. It'd be like that. Motherfucking Thursday, you go fuck you a bitch or smoke some weed or something because we ain't fucking around. Oh, well, it's Thursday. We going to be at a fucking show. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Dagger is performing at a show. You know what I'm saying? So we going to go turn up with my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Do a Witty Gang song with him and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's the Dagger show. He got it popping and shit. You know what I'm saying? What is it? The Master of the Mic, you know what I'm saying? It's all over Facebook. It's all over Instagram. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, I know it's a link on the website somewhere. Look it up, bitch. Fucking, what comes after that? Fridays. Fuck you Fridays, you know what I'm saying, where it's nothing but talking on Fridays. You know what I'm saying? You got some shit to get off your chest, call in, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers at your job, just like, you know what I'm saying, Queen B was just mad at these motherfuckers. She wasn't really mad, but she had something to say about some shit. She could call in on Fridays, you know what I'm saying, get some shit off your chest, you know what I'm saying? Fuck these motherfuckers.
Fucking hoes, sluts, tramps, barmen.
You know what I'm saying? Saturday, again, smoke some weed or something, man. Fuck with some bitches. You know what I'm saying? We ain't fucking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, back at it, though. Slap Sundays with number slappers. You know what I'm saying? Slapping you in your motherfucking face. You know what I mean? And that is the Bang Out fucking lineup. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Topaz Lachey. You know what I'm saying? Boss lady for making it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the motherfucking Hood Geeks, man. I don't give a fuck what these niggas be talking about, Dagger. You better have that shit queued up when I stop talking to drop that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hoodbound!
I hated music. Dagger, bitches. Hoodbound with it.
Uh-huh.
I know y'all didn't think the Witty Gang wasn't with it on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga!
Hoodbound!
Well,
where like here?
I know them. I'm the homies.
Yeah.
I got five, West got five, now that's 10. ODB got five, two with it, two, that make a twin. IB got five, that make a four, that nigga keep up. These beans for the trees, so please throw that weed up. Tacky stay creased up, my tuck stay late. I wake and bake a straight ape to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns, that's war I declare. I swear, I will smoke you niggas to sleep. Your little
lungs is too small to hot box with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best move. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
You ready for
the show, bro, you know we full throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got fire, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you're dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucker flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last dick. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cush weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub.
We got five on it. Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. More THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up gang, yelling fuck a bitch, smoking blunts to the face. Drank Remy, no chase, pill popping, no shade. This is the face, criminals the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 174 ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps in the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the draw. Play them all, no exemption. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it, load and throw, pass it back and forth. Thick and low, sip and slow, I got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo, I'm home. It's the bitch I'm ballin', ha ha, she gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sinning. So I got five on whatever, let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire,
please stop calling the fire.
Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All the fucking weed.
You should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, weed, that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sticky loose. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you want to sue me even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high. Staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking are we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed? The bitches want to smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give him nothing. I don't even want to fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of song.
Five on it.
Got five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We
shit.
Got five on it. Most THC, no stems, no
don't fuck with that other shit.
We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast.
There better be no pinheads, bitch.
We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Bam, bam, bam.